Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I have wondered how our business would change when it was just the two of us chatting to all of a sudden we're growing a team.
And it literally, like, metaphorically, it went from, like, the tin can on a string to, like, what is it? The operating system where they're plugging the cord and connecting the lines in, like, a year and a half.
Well, and so I think we just want to walk you through that because what she just said, you probably didn't get the visual on. So we're going to walk you through how we went from communicating as like single business owners to a partnership to now growing a team and how that has evolved and changed and how we keep it all organized with all of our communication tools and make sure our projects still happen on time and the work still gets done.
Yeah. So, I mean, pre-partnership, there was like no communication because it was just us, like single person.
Well, and I think if you think about communication, like it's a lot of things. Like, it was me writing a list on a piece of paper.
Right.
It was
you emailing a client.
Yeah. It was very simple. Like, there was no tracking system.
No.
There was no software.
No.
There was no...
No, I would, like, text clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, the only communication was email and pieces of paper.
Email, phone, and pieces of paper.
Yep.
Because I would call and text clients.
You were so professional.
I know. I would, like, literally just charge their card, like, on my phone.
You know how it actually was? Because I do know this, because we did chat a little bit before we were partners. She would send me emails with no...
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
With no subject line. It would just be no subject every single time. And I was like, at one point, I was like, hey, I know we barely know each other, but, like, it's really hard to find your emails because you've put no context.
I didn't really quite realize that emails were searchable. Like, prior to that, I had literally just used emails for, like, signing up for, like, Gap newsletters. Like, because I was texting clients. I wasn't even really emailing clients. They would, like, use my form on my website, and they would have their number, and I would call them. So, like, we would very, very rarely ever communicate via email. And so, like, I've never used it in a professional sense at all whatsoever.
So I had to, like, explain that subject lines are for context and how to be professional and what to say. Because initially, when we did get together, we were running a client-based business. So we were communicating with clients via email. I still think I wrote most of the emails.
Oh, 100%. Emails made me angry.
And then we, like, evolved to using Wunderlist.
Oh, Jesus.
And being on the phone constantly.
Think of, like, so, you know, like, receipt paper just rolls and rolls and rolls out.
Yeah.
That's what Wunderlist was for us.
But do they, I don't think anyone realizes that we were literally on the phone with each other all day long
every Google day. Google Hangouts, too.
All day long every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we would get on the phone about like 8:30-ish and like, hey, what's up? Getting cereal, getting coffee, whatever. Okay, you want to hop on Google? Okay, sure. We'd hop on the Google Hangout and like one of, like we would live like in a little screen on the desktop from like 8:30 until 5.
Or later.
Or later.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day.
So what would happen if I needed something from Emily? I just looked up.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey. I said, hey, what's up? Can you do this? And I interrupted her constantly.
And same. Yeah.
Vice versa.
Yeah. She's like, what are we doing about this over here?
And I wasn't annoyed by it at the time because,
no,
because
we didn't know
any other way.
Mm-mm, we didn't know any other way. We didn't know how it was really affecting us. And I'm not going to say it's not like we had that much to do, but like our plate was a lot lighter than it is now and like less organized.
I think it's like, yeah, it was just less organized.
It's not like we had like 10 clients at one time. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We had such like high ticket clients that we were doing just one or two at a time.
Right. So you were, like, editing photos and I was building a website.
Right, right. And it was very just, like, kind of task where you can kind of do where there's noise in the background or we can talk and interrupt. But sometimes it would be, like, I'm writing a blog post and, like, you're talking to me and now we're, like, figuring out what to post on Instagram and 3 hours later I'm going to go back to the blog post. So that was the first, like,
way
6 months.
Long. Way too long.
6 to 8 months.
And then we found Cello?
Well, so...
because we did Wunderlist.
All right, we did. Well, so we did... yeah, I guess that was for almost a year. It was for about 9 months because that was from, like, March, June. And then Wunderlist came in September
sure.
when we actually partnered. And then Trello in, like, June
it was like
of
the
next
spring,
year.
Uh-huh. Spring, early summer of the
yeah,
next year.
May, June of the next year.
So you're over a year of... interrupting each other
uh-huh,
constantly
uh-huh, uh-huh.
on the phone constantly
uh-huh.
and then we would like discover Trello
and then we discovered Trello. So then we, you know, we organized our processes, we figured out you know, like how we're organizing ideas and launches and blog calendar and all that stuff, which was phenomenal, right? Easily we could go into Trello and go into the blog content calendar and see which blog posts are coming up. Is Abby writing the next one? Am I writing the next one? We could easily see that. Another big factor that changed in our day-to-day was we were able to plan out our current week and we would have Abigail headers and Emily headers. So I could see what is she working on this week? What am I working on this week? So I could know like, she has these type of tasks, so I shouldn't interrupt her. Like, I'm going to be, you know, taking pictures or whatever it may be. But we also were using only Trello at that point to still, like, keep each other up to date on things. So, like, we would do the phone stuff, but maybe I would finish a blog post and you would need to make a graphic, so I would tag you in Trello.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would hope that you would see it and hope that you did it. And then hope that you uploaded to Squarespace because this was before we really had a team to do those things.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, when it was just the two of us, that worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Like
it was like night and day from what we had.
Oh,
prior.
It was a bajillion times better. And we still were on the phone a lot, but it wasn't as, we didn't interrupt each other as often.
Right. It would be more like I think, it was more like we would get on the phone, talk for a little bit, and be like, okay, I'm going to let you go for a half hour so I can do this thing, and then I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas now, like directly comparing our phone conversations, it's more like we check in the mornings and then break for most of the day. And then if we have interviews, we'll chat. If we have a meeting, we'll chat. And then we like touch base in the afternoon again.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was Trello. Trello was where it's at. And mm-hmm. Emily and I, we had one email address. So
yeah.
There were two of us, but we had one email address.
Yeah.
And that worked for a while.
Yeah, so how we dealt with emails when it was just us in our inbox, but we were using Trello, is we would have an ongoing tab on current week that would say emails.
Yeah.
And one of us or both of us would pull up our inbox first thing in the morning and – make a checklist of, we need to email this person. We need to talk about a potential collaboration. We need to reach out to Stripe because of this thing. We need to do whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then that was what we would do together on the phone. So we would run through that checklist and we'd say, okay, thoughts on this? How do you want to handle it? One of us would write the email back to that person. Okay, now this one. And then one of us would write the email. And so we would spend the first 2 hours
easily
in our inbox doing it like that. And then we would kind of touch base in the afternoon in our email, as in like, has anyone responded to us? And those,
like, we didn't really handle like new stuff.
No. So then the next day new stuff would come in, and that's how we handled email for a while. And it was exhausting.
It was so exhausting. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that we were doing anything wrong necessarily. It was just that I think we needed to delegate sooner than we did on that.
Well, and the thing is that I keep learning in business is that, like, very rarely, unless it's strategizing something, should we be both doing the same task. Like right now, yeah, an interview, I guess, for the podcast, or sure, an episode for the podcast.
Right.
And then strategizing. But like, we should not be really doing that much stuff at the same time.
Yeah, there was so many things where we were basically making it out to be that there was one person working for TCC.
Well, because what would happen is like, okay, we'd have the conversation about a collaboration or like an independent contractor or like something, right? So I would maybe write the email that's like, okay, cool, sounds good. You would like design up a contract, and that collectively, then I would wait until that contract was done so I could attach it to the email. Then I would wait while you read the email to approve it, and then we'd send it. So we were both wasting the same chunk of time.
No, sure.
Doing one task.
It was crazy.
So did we do the Facebook group with team before Katie came on?
I think it was about the same time.
So at that moment, before Katie came on, we had Allie and Sarah. So they were formatting the blog, re-editing the blog.
And we only talked to them in Trello. And that worked.
Oh, it worked just fine. Tagging them of, okay, do this one next. Okay, this is ready for you. Okay,
and cool. For like the small group of four of us, it was peachy.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was very happy.
So then I think about right around the same time, we started up a secret Facebook group for team members, because at that point we were adding on a couple of moderators, and then we brought on Katie to manage our inbox.
Right. So Katie started managing all of our like outward facing communication via email, not necessarily like scheduled marketing broadcasts. Like that was still us
separate,
but we're talking about like day to day, people are asking questions or they have customer service issues or whatever. She was handling that. And at that point she was forwarding us emails to handle.
Yeah. So we decided to keep our main inbox, and then we decided to each get a personal work inbox. So if it was a podcast guest, she would forward it to me. If it was like a graphic thing or a pay thing, she would forward it to Abby. So we would deal with the email. We would either type a response, forward it back to Katie, because we wanted it to come from our main inbox, because we didn't really want people to know what our personal inboxes were. Or if we felt like we could reach out to that person personally, we would. But then what kind of, I think it's a mistake that did you do with your personal work email?
I forwarded literally all my email to one email.
From your personal, Abby's personal email.
So all of my personal email, all of my like junk email, everything went to one inbox.
And I didn't know that. And so like for the longest, I was like, I forwarded you that email. Did you not deal with it? And you're like, oh, I haven't even opened my email in like a week or two. And I'm like, why? Because I check mine like every day, because I have like 6 emails in there or whatever at any given moment.
Right. And I don't think it was a terrible mistake, because honestly, I was just trying to make sure I answered anyone's email. But I just hated it. Like, I started resenting email. And so I think we both needed a new solution and we needed some time back. And so we decided, you know, okay, we have this Facebook group, and that was mostly for just like camaraderie and fun. And it wasn't necessarily like super technical.
Right. Like, here's a link to the team meeting was like the only
thing. Yeah. There was never like, you need to do this task or this is what's going on. It was just to hang out. So we started to transition a little bit into using Voxer and communicating via voice message. And so keep in mind, Trello's still going. It's still operating amazing. Like, that's still how we run all our project management. But, like, literally communicating with people.
Yeah, because a feature in Trello, like, you can tag people and you can tag them on a card, but there's no real thread of conversation. So, like, it's kind of hard unless you're, like, how we use Trello when we tag a team member is, like, passing the baton. Yes. And that's all we really use it for. Like, okay, now this is your responsibility.
This is your thing.
Right. This is your thing. I'm passing it to you. You're in that phase. It's not really great for, like, okay, I have a question about this part, or okay, what do you think about this?
And you technically could use it that way. Yeah. It's just not how we were using
it.
It was more of a getting it down the assembly line than anything else. And so Voxer became the way to ask, like, instant questions. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to know this right now, or I need to know this about this to handle this thing.
Well, and it was mostly used by Katie. So she would kind of like, after she started forwarding basically, you know, everything in our inbox to one of the two of us, she then began to learn, okay, I can deal with this on my own, or this is how they would respond. So it lessened the forwarding a little bit, but there were still like, how would you answer this? Or what would you do with this? And part of that was just her learning, like, literally we would respond to things. So it's easier for her to Vox us the question instead of basically her having to write us an entire email about an email and then us having to write an email of how she would respond to an email. Like, that's just ridiculous. So she would Vox us like, hey, this person's asking about blah, blah, blah. What do you think? And then we would Vox back blah, 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 blah.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
I think the thing that really kind of, not broke it, but like, we just started getting the
Our
volume.
Email just exploded.
The volume of email.
She used to box us maybe less than 10 times a day. About, not even, less than 5 times.
Yeah.
About like.
It was very easy.
Very few. And we could get it. And then it began like 15 boxes in a row.
Or more.
Or 20. Or that. I'm like, I cannot.
And so
keep track of
then
this.
We tried to like give it headings. So like she would vox like for a minute or whatever. And then she would type
like, this
a caption.
Is regarding ConvertKit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she would put like a thumbs up or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we could figure out what had been responded to. Kind of, sort of.
Right. That well, and because what was happening, the nature of Voxer is it's a walkie-talkie app.
It's a one thread.
Well, it's a one thread. And it's also intermixed with questions about emails would be like, oh my God, my dog just did this funny thing. And so you would be listening to like non-work-related boxes in the middle of work-related boxes. So when we would miss 30 notifications, it was daunting of like, do I need to listen to those because they're about like our weekend, or do I need to listen to those because they're about our inbox? So we just wouldn't listen to them.
Well, and because we had more than one communication thread. So like we had one specifically with Katie. We had one specifically with our graphics person. We had one that was like our entire team. And that was the one that generally got out of hand.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that they were doing anything wrong. They were just,
no, it's just a lot.
Being friends.
Right.
And
log
whatever.
Things.
And so I think we knew something needed to change, but like we didn't know how to change it or what to change.
Right.
And so, you know, I think the big shift really was bringing on a director of operations to like really get us back on track, because we had processes and we had workflows and we had, you know, project management and all of that, but it had gotten to the point where we had scaled so quickly.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, it was literally just like, okay, all of this is manageable with what we've got going on now. And there was like, bam, now it's not. Like, it took like a week.
It was overnight, like,
what
exhausting,
happened?
Exasperating, frustrating. Like, we were scared we were missing things.
Oh, because we were. Like, we were getting double booked. We were missing appointments. Stuff wasn't getting on the calendar. Like, things were falling apart. Not, like, apart, but, like, getting cray quickly. And so we brought on a director of operations, and the top priority was, like, fix team communication. Establish it, fix it, set a new precedent, tell us what to do, and we will do it.
And I think part of it is we wanted there to be a little bit of a culture shift, because a lot of our previous communication had only been with certain people. So we would spend all of this time communicating in a silo, basically,
right,
with one person about this thing, when it would maybe help someone else for them to have context, but they don't necessarily need to read everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so trying to figure out how to make that all a thing. Like,
yeah.
How do we communicate with multiple people in like a format that flows but doesn't get lost?
Mm-hmm. Well, and so she came on and was like, y'all need to be on Slack. And we're like, I don't want one more app.
I don't know.
Want one more system.
I was very hesitant.
I was super hesitant. I was like, I'm hesitant mostly because I didn't want another system. But then I'm like, everyone likes Slack. I don't want to be on Slack. Like, everyone loves it. And I just don't, I'm a maverick in that nature, if you haven't listened to that episode. And I do the opposite of what all the cool people are doing. And so she was like, non-negotiable. Like, this is how I manage teams, and this is what you need to be on. And I was like, fine.
And, you know, perhaps hesitant, but I think I'm still in the very baby stages.
Oh, yeah. We're still just getting to know Slack.
We've only been using it for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
At max.
Yeah.
But it really is a lot more robust for communicating with teams than any other system I've used. So, like, I have straight up text messaged people. I have Facebook messaged people. I have Trello'd them. I have Voxed them. All of the things. But Slack allows you to do many of the things that you're probably doing in your other communication channels. But, like, all in one place.
Well, and it's still hard for me to describe really the difference if you're unfamiliar with Slack. So, like, just to give you a quick rundown, like,
sure,
we have Slack. It's free, by the way. And then our director of operations has created channels. And so there are channels from everything from, like, communication about the Facebook group to email processing to graphics to our recent launch to whatever, right? We can make it as nitty-gritty or as general as we want. And I kind of thought into it, like, my expectations going into it or assumptions going into it was like, well, that's going to get really nitty gritty. And that's going to be like, now all the communication is in all of these different places. But if you're like clear about how you're organizing it and who you're adding to that particular channel, it really does make things a lot easier. Like, we can simply ask ourselves like, okay, what is the thing that I need to communicate? Who does it need to go to and who else needs to see it? So that then determines which channel you like head to for that thing.
The thing that I'm still not very clear on, but I think is interesting, is that there are so many integrations with Slack that you can really do multi-function. Like, I don't think we've gotten really into all the automation capabilities, but, I mean, how it integrates directly with Trello, how it integrates directly with Dropbox and Google Drive and Google Calendar and all of those things, theoretically, you should be able to type commands, kind of like any other automation system, type commands in Slack, and it does things in your other systems.
Yes. We haven't mastered that yet.
No.
But there are, like, I know there are capabilities of, like, adding it to your Google Calendar by typing a certain command, adding it as a card on Trello with a due date, and assigning it to a particular person by using a certain command. And so I know there are those capabilities. We just need to dive further into it. But even for how we're using it, the very basicness for how you and I personally are using it has been really helpful.
And, you know, keep in mind, we went from us siloed to us together to now we have this team. And I mean, we're talking 14 plus people at any given time. And that's a lot of stuff that can get lost.
Yeah. Well, and let's not be fooled too. Like, a big piece of why our team communication is better now is because we have someone else leading the forefront of that. And like, we've been able to really delegate a lot to her, but that delegation is done through Slack. And then she kind of like, I think she must have her own private channels with some of our team members that we don't even see.
I'm sure.
Because we don't need to be seeing her like checking in with all of them and delegating and doing whatever, because then that just floods our notifications. So
yeah, because when I log in, instead of like going into Voxer, I'd log in and it would be like all in a row of all the things. Mm-hmm. Like, I can kind of know, okay, this is priority, and so I need to go to this channel first. Mm-hmm. Or this is probably doesn't have anything to do with me, so I can wait a second.
Yeah.
And I have a better clue as to where I should be spending my time. But it's also not a million things.
Right.
So it's been nice where it's like, I maybe have four notifications. Uh-huh. And I can go read them and I can check up on them and maybe answer some questions. I'm not going to lie. I've still lost a couple of things. There's been a couple times where things have fallen through the cracks. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's new.
Right. But so to also give you some insight, we still use Voxer. Obviously, we still use Trello. We still use email. And then obviously Slack. So what we're doing is like, if it needs like a verbal explanation,
right,
we will make a note or we will go into Voxer with like Katie or that particular person and do a Vox just like we would have done in the past. And then we either copy that link or we just go into Slack and say, I voxed you about blah, blah, blah. And so then she's like, okay, got it. Here's my plan of action. Here's the to-do. Here's what I'm doing about that communication. Or like, we'll tag someone in, like our graphics person, we'll tag them in Trello. Like, here's the checklist and the timeline of the things that need to get done. But we'll go to Slack to be like, it's over there. And so we're like communicating where all the things are.
And it's not perfect. And no. I think that's one of the things I want to give you some like leverage on, is that when you're growing a team, you're never going to be the best at it. Like,
right.
You're going to have to learn. Like, you're going to have to fumble. You're going to have to lose some things. Like, you're going to have to miss a meeting or two before you figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just, I mean, every team is different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think really keeping in mind people's preferences. Like, some people on our team are gabby and, like, they want to talk.
Uh-huh.
But some people on our team are super visual. And yeah. Some people on our team really need the hand-holding. And some just need to give, like, brief direction and they go.
Uh-huh.
So knowing not only what is and isn't working, like, as a whole, like, is super important, but knowing what is and isn't working on, like, on a personal basis, like, how do our people like to be communicated to? Yes, we're using the same system,
right?
But like,
am I sending a Voxer to there? Am I taking a picture? Am I doing a quick screen share? Like, how am I communicating the thing in one platform?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited about where it's going.
Yeah.
I want to keep trying to make Slack better, because yes. I feel like Slack is where we're going to be for a while.
Yeah.
Trello will continue to stay like where we strategize and plan
and project manage.
Yeah. Put all of the due dates and stuff.
And our day to day.
But Slack will be how we communicate.
It's our communication hub for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'm interested to learn more of the commands. If you guys are Slack gurus, I would love to hear from you. Maybe we can, you know, dive into a little bit of that later this year. But I'm excited and just know that, like, you know, you don't have to have it all figured out right now. Like, you don't have to have like Trello 100% down, integrated with Slack, integrated with this, integrated with that.
You don't have to have that figured out.
Do what works for you right now. But also know that like there are so many different options out there. If there's a particular system that's stressing you out right now, or process or whatever, like your emails or your graphics or your content calendar or your social media, whatever it is. I know there is something if you just take the weekend or the day to organize it and create that system, no matter what it looks like, it's going to help you breathe a little bit. So take note of what those are and go fix your shit.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.